I feel like with it being our second year, talking about the secondary, everybody playing together, I feel like we're kind of on the same page, more familiar with each other, know how we move, you know how to work with each other. So I feel like I'm just talking as a secondary. I feel like it should be better for us.
John talked a lot about communication. Coach, how do you go about working on communication out here?
This is where it starts. You know, this is where it starts when you get familiar with the lingo, familiar with the hand signals. You know, when you're in the stadium, sometimes you can't hear, you know, people making calls and this, so you got to have hand signals and you got to, so everybody's seeing the same thing and on the same page. And that's very important in the secondary. So.
Looking back, was that an issue last year, you think, in terms of?
At times. Mm-hmm. You know, at times, and, you know, unfortunately, we're out of position that we can't have those mistakes because those cause big plays. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to do our best to eliminate those, and I think we'll be better off.
Can you or have you offer any advice to Gary on one, what he's going through? He hasn't been out there yet. What happened today? What do you as a teammate like tell him as he continues to just walk off the field every day?
Just stay locked in. You know, control what you can control. You know, he's injured right now, so he just be locked in mentally. You know, I think he's doing a great job of that. You know, in the meetings and everything, he's kind of, you know, communicating with us and making the calls like, okay, what you see here, or you know, what will we play right here. So I mean, you know, he's a rookie, you know, and so it's a process. You know, he's taking steps. And once you get out there, I think it'd be more fluent.
Do you give him any advice about how handling out the off-field stuff, or is that kind of leave that to him?
Just kind of really leave that to him, because I never had a crazy injury to where I was off the field, kind of on the sideline, so I can't really.
But his personal stuff, like with the lobby, do you talk about that to him, or are you just?
Oh, nah.
That's his thing?
I just leave that alone. I just talk football, you know. We play football, you know, I keep it football.
Speaking of football, what did you see from him when he was on the field in the spring?
He got a lot of ability, you know. He's long, you know, and he looks like a basketball player, you know, kind of. So I think he got a lot of tools, you know, that can really be coached up and can really be worked with for him to become good in his league.
Do you and Sean at times look back at some of the stuff that went down last year and say that's not us, we can be a lot better?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, like I said, just giving up big plays. I think, you know, Sean knows he's one of the better corners in his league, and I feel like I am also. And it's just a matter of going out there and improving it. You know, it's not all talk. You know, you just got to go out there and do numbers. So.
Having Crabtree, having Amari, having other guys to go against every day, does that help you guys test yourselves consistently out here?
Definitely. I think, you know, Crab and Coop is one of the best two, you know, tangibles in the league, you know, that we see every day. And I think they work us every day. We compete every day. And it ain't doing nothing making us better. I don't think there's nobody that we really see that you know, that's past them or just the same, you know. So
you guys obviously play a position where if you make a mistake, it becomes pretty visible a lot of time, maybe right. More so than other positions. That's just come with the job.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to deal with that. And,
yeah, you know. I definitely come with the job. I mean, to play corner, you got to have tough skin. You know, you got to be mentally tough, you know, and you got to, you know, have a certain swagger about yourself. Because, like I said, all our mistakes are highlights, you know, and everybody, you know, oh, it's your fault, this is your fault. You know, it is what it is. You got to have tough skin, man. I think we were built for this. You know, everybody can't be a DB. So.
Mm-hmm. You seem to have brushed off pretty well, but is it part of you just like, in any way takes it personally and lets it translate onto the field, or a chip on your shoulder type of situation?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think, like I said, you got to have a short memory. You know, I know I go out here and give up a touchdown. You know, I got to come back the next play and play, you know, because it can happen like sink sand. You know, you can give up, if you let it get to you, you know, one touchdown, you can turn it two touchdowns or three touchdowns. It can keep going. You know, it can come at you every play. You know, if they see, I think, especially with the quarterbacks we face in this league, if they see blood in the water, they're going to attack it, you know. So you got to have a next play mentality. You got to go back and keep competing.
Did you come out to camp this year thinking that, you know, with any type of I have something to prove?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, with our offense, you know, being, I think they're going to be one of the best offenses in this league. And I think us as a defense, period, we know that we got to step up to the plate, and especially us as a secondary, because, we, like I said, we're playing against some top-notch receivers and top-notch quarterbacks in this league, and it's going to be up to us, so.
What has Pags brought to the secondary?
Say one more time.
Pagano, what has he brought to the secondary?
I think he brings an extra genius mind. You know, just somebody, you know, from a different outlook is compared to, you know, what we have for the last 2-3 years. You know, he brings a whole nother psychic level, you know, to the coaches, and I think it's good for him.
Anything that he's really been focusing on with the group?
He's really been focusing with the safeties for sure. You know, really, you know, especially with Carl, you know, with him being a young safety, getting him on, you know, up to speed and on the same level to where he's seeing things quicker and seeing things fast, and I think it's good for him. Yeah.